Hello everybody, I am Patrick Sharkey, and with Highland Radio this week we will be celebrating Neurodiversity Celebration Week. On the series we will focus on different neurodivergent people from Donegal and further afield.
And today we talk to someone with ADHD. We talked to a 20-year-old Dunfanaghy man, Charles Gallagher, who has both ADHD and dyslexia, but we'll talk to him today about how he came over ADHD to love as life to follows, while he'll be on another episode talking about dyslexia. Charles Gallagher is currently part of an access program at Trinity College, and he also holds multiple advocacy roles in different organizations such as Spun Out and ADHD Ireland. So you're very welcome to the show, Charlie.
Thanks, Patrick. Thank you so much.
So we'll go back to the beginning. When did you first learn you had ADHD?
I first learned that I had ADHD in 2006, 2007. I remember it very, very well. This woman came into our classroom, and the principal, who was our teacher at the time, told us that she was just a substitute teacher that would be filling in for him. And it turns out that it was actually a woman from the Child and Family Mental Health Service, or CAMHS, in Letterkenny, and she was actually assessing like me and a few other lads in the class. And about 2 weeks later, I got a letter in the post saying that I had to show up at CAMHS there, and just up there in Ballyrain, and it was her. And I was like, God, what's my teacher doing here? And she told me that she's not actually my teacher and all, and she said, I'm actually working for CAMHS. And then that's when they told me that you have this thing called ADHD. And I at the time, like, obviously didn't know anything about it. I was only 6 years old, so, and neither did mum. So it took us a very long time to kind of understand what it was.
Do you feel you were well supported maybe by your, you know, close family and friends when, you know, it kind of started? Or
Family-wise, yeah. Like, obviously it was a new experience for all of us. You know, me being 6 years old, like from that age, like, I didn't really realize what ADHD was, if I'm being honest with you, until I was in transition year. That's whenever you become a young adult and you kind of realize something's not the full picture, you could say. I wouldn't say there was not support or there was support. I didn't go around telling them, you know, oh, I have ADHD until I was in transition year, because I didn't know exactly what it was.
But do you think, you know, that maybe growing up, you would have had maybe different struggles and different inabilities to confine with societal norms, you know? But do you think that's maybe, you know, shaped you into the man you've become today?
Definitely. Definitely. I could say that, like, you know, whenever I was in class and stuff like that, like, I'm a chatterbox. People on High Radio would know that. I've been on here a few times with Greg on the 9 to Noon show. And he finds it very hard to get me to stop talking. So, definitely has, like, with all my political stuff as well. Like, it's definitely helped me go into that area of life as well. Because it's a hard area to kind of go into. You need to have not only the brains for it, but the mouth for it. Going around the kind of struggles I had, I suppose, like, making friends was always a big hard thing, and actually having my friends, you know, going into secondary school, having my friends kind of understand a few of the things that go along with ADHD was extremely difficult. I ultimately failed at explaining it to them, but that's why the biggest struggle I had now with ADHD, like, growing up.
Do you feel that at times you might have maybe masked your true persona?
I tried to. I suppose you could say I tried to. I tried to, ADHD, like, you can get very hyper. And if you try and suppress your ADHD, it just implodes on you. It just doesn't do what you want it to do. So I would definitely say I did try to mask my true self and all, but it never went well. I would just explode in a rage of hyperness.
Given that ADHD is a lifelong disability in here, and you've had 2 years experience, you know, of being an adult now, do you think, you know, is it more difficult as an adult, or do you feel it maybe just gets easier?
I'll give you two answers to that. The first one being that ADHD is different for everybody. So if ADHD, if you're diagnosed, say, like I was at six, you could have, you know, your ADHD could have went away in about age 16, age 17. And, you know, like you could be a lucky one. But for me, I still have the ADHD, and it looks like I'll probably have it for the rest of my life, according to the psychiatrists. I would say, I mean, as an adult, it definitely does get harder. You know, trying to fit in. I think it gets harder in certain ways, but with your peers growing up as well, they start to understand you better, your friends and stuff. So in that aspect, it's easier. But on different things like work can be extremely difficult going to work. Like I work in a bar, like, so it can be extremely difficult for me. Like I get stressed very easily, and it's a very stressful environment, especially in a bar in Dublin as well. Like it's busy 7 days a week.
Yeah, that's good enough, Charlie, and we'll have you on another episode.
Lovely, Patrick. Thank you.
That's it for today's podcast. Join us for more on Eurodiversity Celebration Week tomorrow.